life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
America is in a health crisis, a crisis that is affecting not just strangers across the country, but you, me, friends, and family. It's a health crisis that's being caused by being overweight and so many people trying to resolve those issues with Ozempic and other drugs. But the cure for this issue is learning how to eat and think about food differently, and that's exactly what PhD Weight Loss does. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. Clients learn to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food behavioral coaching and, of course, proven science. Habits that will, in fact, last a lifetime. Sure, you could go the Ozempic route and spend $20,000 to only regain all that weight a year from now, or you go with the proven PhD Weight Loss method. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones, the GLP-1s, without any extra medication. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
What's going on, everybody? Faxon Childress here from Faxon Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hight from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on the Friday edition of the program, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Looking forward to bringing a full weekend primer in the college football world your way. We'll also be breaking down the Thursday games, previewing the Friday night classics, and then, of course, Clemson, LSU, Death Valley, Tiger pregame, Tiger tailgate show leading up to it right here on The Roar. You will not want to miss anything in the college football world this weekend, including my show from 9 a.m. to noon. See you soon.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, you can get in. I know the line's been jammed all day. You can get in. Look, you got to get in. I mean, it's football. It's here. You know, that thing last weekend was nice. It was a nice little week zero. It was nice. It was okay.
Week zero.
Yeah, it was a nice little week zero. I mean, there's a reason it was called week zero. It's because they're all zeros who played last week. The real teams start playing today. And the real teams actually start playing like 25 minutes. So we need to get to that game too and determine whether we're doing a road rage guarantee on that game or not, which I'm still sort of debating. But we're to get to all the breakdowns of the games and tell you what and why in just a few minutes. Before that, Seminole Ted, how are you, Ted?
Hey, you know, I am great, Walt.
It's been a long off season, and we're going to learn some things tomorrow about Florida State and Alabama.
Yep.
And I got a feeling that we're going to learn that Alabama is way too over-favored in this game. 13.5 points is an insult as far as I'm concerned. 2-10 or not, you have to go on the road to a major football powerhouse, not as much lately, but we're going back there. But 13.5 points is laughable because that team was 9-4 last year, Walt. And they got a rookie quarterback. I'm going to tell you now, when you look at just the quarterbacks, we've got a better quarterback. We've got good running backs. My concerns on the defensive side, but I think we're going to win this game, Walt. I think it's going to be something like 31-24.
Whoa, win the game. We get some Florida.
We are going to win this game, Walt.
Florida State to win.
I'll call in Tuesday and face the music one way or the other, but I'm telling you, man, it's prime for an upset, Walt. 13.5 points. You know people are taking that all day long.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've heard a lot of people taking Alabama, thinking that you suck and that Alabama is a contender to win the national championship. That's what I'm hearing. I think those people are delusional. I honestly, you know, I'm interested to watch this game for the same reason. You know, I would be interested to watch, you know, a head-on collision on the highway. It's like human nature. I have no idea what to expect for either one of these teams. I don't think either one of these teams are great. I think they're both 7-5 type teams. So that would be a Florida State argument. If I'm right about Alabama, and of course I was right last year when everybody loved Alabama. So if I'm right this time about Alabama, then Alabama is way over favored because, you know, if Alabama's a 7-5 team, well, you wouldn't have one 7-5 team give 14 points to another 7-5 team on the road.
I can't disagree with you more on that, Walt.
So
that's spot on, you know?
I sort of think that's where we are. And I don't trust either team completely. And so I have so many questions about this game. I mean, obviously, the biggest question is Castellanos. It's, you know, listen, the one thing to remember with him is he played in Boston College where there wasn't a lot of talent around him. And so he's going to have better players around him, at least in theory, and we'll see, you know, how that turns out. I mean, at his best, he's a magic man. He's amazing at his best. And at his worst, he can be pretty awful. I mean, so I'm...
You're right.
It's like, which version are you getting? You know, the reason he's there in Tallahassee is because, and this is what we see in all of collegiate sports now, the reason Thomas Castellanos is at Florida State is because he played his two best games of his career against you guys. And so that's what you saw. You saw him at his best, and that convinced you. Now, the problem is, you know, I've seen other games where he turns it over four times, and that's what he's got to control. He can't turn the ball over against Alabama. Florida State needs to let Thomas Castellanos be Thomas Castellanos. You have to turn him loose, but at the same time, he has to understand that he's got to protect the ball. And you hope that by this point in his career, he understands how to bridge those two things together. And if he does those things, if he can be a magic Thomas Castellanos and offer you some ball security, then I think you have a chance to win.
Well, I think what's going to happen is he's going to run the spread. He's going to run some in addition to our running backs, and that's going to force Alabama to keep somebody on him. And then that leaves the wide receivers and a good tight end. And I like our chances there. Like I said, my questions are going to be purely on the defensive side. Now, can we stop the run? Can we keep them from throwing, you know, 7-minute drives at us constantly? But that's my thoughts on it, Walt. Yep. I'll take it off the air. Have a good one.
Yep. Thank you, Ted. You know, stringing first downs is important in football because it keeps the other team off the field. And it allows you to get some offensive continuity, and you're going to have to be able to do that. So Florida State is going to have to, there wasn't any of that from Florida State last year. There was no stringing first downs together. Hell, there were no first downs. You know, there were no first downs to string together. You know, again.
One?
No. Look, here's the thing. I've said this before. I really mean this. It's not hyperbole. I think Florida State last year was the worst offense in the history of collegiate football. And now, again, you can point to different eras where the scoring wasn't significant and when there were lower scoring teams, but that's because the game was different. But in consideration of the way the game is played now, I think Florida State factually was the worst offensive team in the history of college football. And this is coming from somebody who knows the history of college football. So I'm not just throwing this out there. I mean, the reality was actually worse than the words that are coming out of my mouth. I mean, again, they scored 20 points against a Power 4 team once in Ireland in the opening game in which they lost. They never scored 20 the rest of the year, which is insane. I mean, their highest scoring game the rest of the year was 16. That's impossible in the way the game is played today. Not even Iowa can do that. Florida State was unique last year. You know, what's really amazing is that DJ Uiagalelei, as I said right at the start, was actually the best player on that offense. It wasn't even close. He was far and away the best player on that offense. And when he was lost, everything got significantly worse. There were no more 20-point games. There was no more anything, you know. And he made an awful decision to go there to begin with. But that offense, just in general, I think it was the worst offense in the history of college football. Now, I think they're a different team this year. Now, how different is going to determine, you know, again, listen, I don't know that we've ever seen a team go from 13-0 to what Florida State was last year. I'm not sure that, you know, look, there have been drop-offs before, but I don't think there's been any drop. Well, in fact, I know there hasn't. It's impossible because, again, I'm calling them the worst offense in the history of college football last year. And so they went from what they were the year before, where they were dynamic and explosive and all that stuff and a legitimate threat to win the national championship prior to the Travis injury. They went from that to that mess last year. You know, and, you know, look, I pointed out many times that the team from 2 years ago was a multi-class compilation of players, of transfer portal players. It wasn't one class. So that group exited, and then Florida State tried to replace them all in one class. But, you know, it's like we told you all that last summer, is that they had lost, in my view, 9 of their 10 best players, and I did not think they adequately replaced any of them, none of the 9. They did not bring in a player of similar ability at any of those 9 spots. They were all significant drop-offs. Now, this year, I think they've moved forward. How far forward is going to determine whether they can play with Alabama or not. And still, it's going to be a hodgepodge of guys. But at the very least, there is some offensive talent on this football team. And that makes them much more interesting than they were last year. And obviously, they're going to have a home crowd. They're going to be fired up, at least at the start. It's going to be their job to make sure that fan base stays engaged. They're going to need that. They're going to need that element. You know, if they want to win this game, they're going to have to steal it. It's going to take some Castellanos magic. It's going to take a defense that can get off the field. The one thing Florida State can't have is they can't have Alabama just grind the clock and run it, and then, you know, Simpson hit a couple big plays over the top. They can't relinquish that type of control of the football game. We'll find out whether they do. Okay, let me see. Is this real? Okay, this is from TMZ Sports. My man Fred just sent me this. Is this the real TMZ? He always got to check these things. It appears so.
What's happening?
The headline is Michael Parsons, Cowboys trade star, Green Bay bound. In a stunning move, by the way, Green Bay has been one of the teams at the forefront of this conversation about Parsons. In a stunning move, the Dallas Cowboys have traded superstar pass rusher Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. The 26-year-old confirmed the deal just seconds ago on his X page, writing, "Thank you, Dallas. Go Pack, go." According to multiple reports, the Cowboys are getting 2 first-round picks. There are some responses to this. This appears to be the legitimate TMZ. Let me just check this. I'll do a little Google search and see if anything comes up on Micah Parsons. And it does not, there is no confirmation that I see in a search of Micah Parsons. There are a bunch of rumors regarding Green Bay, but I don't see any confirmation of this as yet. So we're still tracking that. If somebody has seen confirmation of that, please, by all means, let me know. Obviously, this would be one of the biggest deals we've seen in pro football made in some period of time. And again, Green Bay was at the forefront of the Parsons speculation. In fact, the teams I heard the most in recent days, it had been Green Bay. Prior to that, it had been Atlanta. But in recent days, it seemed the focus was on Green Bay. Now, there was a Yahoo Sports article 5 hours ago that said Packers playing secondary character in Cowboys' Micah Parsons soap opera, says Green Bay Insider. But so I have not seen confirmation. Let me go to Twitter.
Scott in Greenville says it's real. Ian Rappaport is reporting it. He's on the hold right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. If Ian Rappaport is reporting it, the real Ian Rappaport, then you know it's good. Let me see. Okay, this is the real Ian Rappaport, and it is confirmed. How about that? Kenny Clark, defensive tackle, going to the Cowboys. Cowboys get Kenny Clark and 2 firsts. Packers get Micah Parsons. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Astonishing. Huge deal. I like it from a Green Bay standpoint. I don't love it from a Dallas standpoint because, you know, I think he was an instrumental piece defensively. The question is, does Dallas now have the pieces to adequately rush the passer without him? And I think they may, which, you know, that and just the price ticket, I guess, is what made him expendable to Dallas. But listen, this is one of the bigger NFL moves we've seen in a long period of time, this is not an aging Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. This isn't that crap. This is an elite talent, an elite athlete in the prime of his career making this move. So, you know, I haven't even had time to digest this in terms of how I think this affects Dallas and what I've said about Dallas prior. So we'll I'm going to think on that before we even get into that element of it. But a major deal on a late Thursday afternoon. This is not generally a news break hour, but it is on this day. Scott in Greenville, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere, Scott. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Get ready for a night of Southern charm, music, and heartwarming hilarity. Sean Dietrich, the beloved humorous, multi-instrumentalist, and storyteller, takes the stage September 6th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. From columns in Southern Living to appearances on the Grand Ole Opry, Sean's tales of life in the American South are laugh-out-loud funny.
Thanks, Mom.
And refreshingly honest. Join us for a truly unforgettable evening and stick around for a meet and greet after the show. Tickets at WalhallaPack.com.
That's what I like about the South.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey everybody, Sam Jones here. Join Nick Costello and I again this Friday live for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. Remember, you get to choose where we go on Fridays on our app or website, theroarfm.com, by voting on our Ingles Game of the Week poll throughout the week all season long. So cast your vote and make your voice heard. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Walter of Tulu Road Rage. You know, one thing that, you know, occurs to me regarding Micah Parsons is he's the type of player that can upset the balance of power, meaning that Green Bay was already a contender, and they already have a quarterback who's going to be a contender for the MVP award, Jordan Love, this year. So they were already a contender. I mean, can you imagine if Green Bay winds up playing Dallas in the playoffs and Green Bay wins the game because Parsons sacks Prescott or something and causes a turnover? Can you imagine how this will be viewed in Dallas if that's the case? That is not out of the realm of possibility. First of all, we've seen Green Bay play Dallas in the playoffs, but it's not out of the realm of possibility because both teams, in my view, are playoff contending teams, and I think both teams have quarterbacks that are potential MVP candidates. So sort of astonishing, sort of an astonishing move. You know, Jerry Jones, I don't know. Hey, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some of these. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever your issue might be, it's a personal matter. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Don't do any of that. The solution's right here in Greenville. Stay where your feet are at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David has great working relationships with national and local IRS agents. He will quickly get you the right solution so that you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up, David will help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call David Green, the Green Law Firm, today for a free, that's free, consultation. 271-7940, 271-7940. Tell them I sent you. Again, that's how it works. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. And David can also help you with wills and estate planning as well. So check them out for that, too. All right, back to the busy phone lines. It is Scott in Greenville. Scott! How are you, Scott? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. Looking forward to the weekend, and then Jerry Jones strikes.
Yeah.
Wonder if David Green can get Jerry Jones' will and estate planning and all that taken care of so we can get that dude under the... I'd rather have him 6 foot under than over, brother. That's the only way we're going to get rid of it. Get rid of that. And then Dennis Stephens probably going to take over, and then it's just going to be garbage. So,
yeah,
I don't know what to do, Walt. I got to find somebody else to pull for. And they play each other week four. If Parsons stays healthy, you'll know then what's going to happen.
That's a fair point. You know, imagine if that game is decisive in terms of ultimate playoff standing and if Parsons makes plays that impact that game. I'll tell you this. You know, there are people who occasionally question Parsons' motivation. There will be no questioning of his motivation in that game. He's going to be out to kill Dallas.
Probably will be. And then, you know, they some of these guys, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, I think Dak's a very average quarterback. I was not happy with him. But anyway, they spoke out when the negotiations started going public and falling and all that. And I'm curious to see what their mindset is walking into week one without the best player on the team. I don't know what Jerry's thinking. Yeah.
I agree with all that, Scott, except the very average quarterback part. Dak Prescott's top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
I don't know. He's got to prove it. But, you know, years ago when Jerry had this, he walked in, he's ruined it since he got it. We won championships despite, we had all the talent with Michael and Troy and Emmett and all them winning despite Jerry Jones.
Yep.
All he had to do then was – give Jimmy Johnson a blank check. Dude, if you're going to cook it, buy it.
He also destroyed the Parcells team.
He did. And that they got in a fight. That's literally, you know, they got in a fight.
Over T.O.
Parcells told him, if you want me to cook the dinner, let me buy the groceries. Right. He didn't want no part of it. He's got to be in there on draft day. He's always got his hands in. If he would just step back and let these guys do their job. We could have been the Patriots, you know, in the 90s. Winning all those Super Bowls.
Oh, let him have it. And Jerry Jones ain't going nowhere.
I know it. And then now he's ruined it with Micah.
You could have said, you could have been the Patriots. He wouldn't have got anyway.
It could have been Dynasty for years and years and years, and he single-handedly has ruined this franchise. I don't know who to pull for now, Walt. Give me some teams. Not the Packers.
Washington.
See, when I grew up, I don't know how old you are, Walt, but I know how old I am. And I grew up with Too Tall Jones and Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson and Randy White and all those guys. I've been a Dallas fan because that's the only two teams that were on were the Cowboys and the Packers back then.
Yeah.
And grew up with the Cowboys. And, it's just brutal, brother.
You're going to have to jump to the AFC. And nobody in the NFC is going to be to your liking. So you're going to have to jump to the AFC. And I would suggest you either go with Buffalo or Baltimore.
Buffalo might be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody likes Buffalo.
But as long as there's a hard – I can't stand the hardballs. And as long as there's a hardball at the helm, I can't
– Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense, too. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. Anyway, Walt. All right, so I'm open. I'm going to probably announce it before the season starts. I'm going to jump off the Cowboys bandwagon until Jerry's gone. Find me another team.
Yeah, I think you got to go Buffalo. Sometime. Buffalo makes all sorts of sense.
Too cold in Buffalo.
Yeah, but you're not going to visit, and you're going to have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Might have a chance. Give me a playoff team. Yeah. All right, brother.
Thanks, Scott. Good talking to you. All right, lines are completely jammed, so let's keep it going. Let's go. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
I was going to come up with the Panthers, but I couldn't get a pitch. I mean, we're so far in the abyss, football abyss. You know what the worst part about being the Panthers, Walt, is? It's like the Bucs didn't do anything for decades, and then they inherit the greatest quarterback of all time. And then you look down there in Atlanta, and now they got another one. So, you know, Atlanta's probably going to win a Super Bowl with Penix, and we're just stuck with some billionaire owner that thinks he's like Jerry Jones 2.0. So there we go.
Plus, you know that's that issue of your head coach dividing his time between football and porn.
Well, I mean, I was going to say something on that one, but, you know, our quarterback can't see over the line of scrimmage, so,
That's an issue.
I would love to see Florida State win that game, but that's not going to happen. I mean, I think Bama's just going to run it down their throats. I think it's going to be like, I don't know. But like, I just don't buy the Florida State high. I would love to see it, Walt, but come on.
Both 7-5 teams. Two 7-5 teams.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think Florida State's lucky if they get to 6.
You know, maybe,
but I don't see it. But
I don't have strong conviction on that game. I'll tell you that. I have no strong conviction on that game because I don't really trust either team. I think both teams are overrated. Well, I don't know if you can call Florida State overrated because I'm not sure anyone's rating them that highly.
Well, don't tell Josh Pate that. He has Alabama winning it all.
Yeah, he probably had Alabama up there last year, too.
Probably. But I got NC State tonight. I know ECU hates them and all that stuff, but I still think Dorn can coach. He's done a good job at NC State.
Yeah, NC State's going to throttle him.
What do you think about the Nebraska-Cincinnati game? I got Nebraska by like 10. I know it's in Cincinnati, but what were you thinking on that? Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that that spread is 6.5, I think, at most outlets. And
NC State?
NC State plays East Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't got to that yet.
Okay.
We haven't got to anything yet.
You moved from that one.
No, we're not on any of it yet. We haven't started any of it.
I know, but he was talking about NC State, wasn't he? Just now? Was he?
Oh, my God.
Was he?
Let me get the next call.
Okay, I guess you won.
Let me get to Mitch. He, Joe is jumping from team to team. What?
Right.
You distracted me with your hand clapping and waving and everything. What was that about?
Oh, never mind.
No, I want to know what that was about.
Now you want to know.
Yeah, now I want to know.
Because I picked ECU.
You picked ECU?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because 11.5 points is too many points.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. I think you're going to need 11.5 bite times, like, 3.
Ah.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, I think NC State's going to kick that A. So let me get to Mitch and Easley. Mitch, how are you, Mitch? Good to have you.
Doing good. Well, thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Mitch.
Two questions about two different games. One question is about the Auburn and Baylor game. I haven't been listening, so I don't know if you talked about this one yet, but I've seen a lot of confident Auburn fans, and I just think Baylor might have something for them, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
I think this is
being the quarterback for Auburn.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most difficult games on the board to project because, you know, I think you make a case that, you know, 2.5 either way. Baylor's at home. That's advantage Baylor. Baylor's an elite running back, probably better in that area. On paper, they have the advantage at quarterback with Sawyer Robertson, who was very good last year. My concern about Baylor, though, is one that I've not heard anybody discuss. And that my concern is their defense, and which is strange under Dave Aranda. But, you know, Baylor was involved in a lot of very high-scoring games late last year. You know, these 34-31 games in which they don't really have control of the game. They're just these offensive shootout games. And that's really what it was. And so I'm concerned that they still have problems on that side of the ball. And Auburn has athletes. I mean, they have great athletes at wide receiver, and I'm just not sure about that Baylor defense. The other part of it is that the number I saw on Underdog with Jackson Arnold had him like 38 yards rushing. I haven't played that yet, but I'd like to play that. I'd like to play him over that number. He's a much better runner than people think, and I think that could be a potentially decisive element in the game. I don't love Aranda. I think that he was so close to getting fired a couple years ago, and last year was his salvation. I think there are reasons to like both these teams. I think they're both top 25 caliber teams, and so it's a tough game. I can't argue with you, Mitch. I'm going to go the other way on it. I'm taking Auburn, but I wouldn't bet a penny on it.
Yeah, I think the line's like 2.5. I see it being a close game as well. It's definitely hard to pick. But my other question is about the Clemson game. It's the closer it gets, the more nervous I'm getting. It's not good for my mental state. But what do you see as the biggest mismatch in the game? Is it the Clemson D-line versus the LSU O-line or the LSU wide receivers versus the Clemson secondary?
Yeah, I think it's the Clemson front six versus the LSU offensive line. And as a part of that, I include Tom Allen. Because I think the LSU offensive line is going to have all they can handle with the Clemson defensive front. And then you add in Allen's penchant for blitzing and bringing extra guys, and you have a blitzer, you know, the likes of Brown. I just don't know that a remade LSU offensive line can hold up versus the new look Clemson defensive line in this environment. I think that's the challenge. And Nussmeier requires protection because he's still primarily a pocket passer. And I just don't know if he's going to have great protection. Now, I think the early answer to that for LSU is you're going to see some pressure release throws, some quick game throws early. They're going to try and have him get the ball out of his hands to see if they can frustrate the Clemson pass rush. That's one way to tire out a pass rush, and you can frustrate him if you can get the ball. The thing is, Tom Allen knows that too. So, you know, I think he knows what LSU is going to have to try and do early, particularly if that matchup goes as I think. So I think the biggest, as we head this game, I think the biggest mismatch on paper is the remade LSU offensive line versus Clemson's defensive front.
Yeah. Man, I would love to see some sacks. I think the lid would blow off that place if we got after him a little bit. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm kind of nervous about the secondary. I hope that the safeties don't get beat. It's really more about the safeties, I guess. But, yeah, we'll have to find out. Thank you, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Mitch. And, again, remember, all that stuff, any vertical throw. Look, Nussmeier is a vertical thrower of the football. He wants to throw the ball downfield. He's got the best arm in America. He's an elite arm. He's the likely number one pick in the draft as of now. And he has elite talent at wide receiver. He wants to throw the ball vertically. The dilemma with that is it takes time to throw the ball vertically. You need great protection. I just don't know if he's going to be afforded that. I tend to think not. All right, it is Stuart and Rudy on the other side. The lines continue to be jammed. You can get in. Boise State with a nice opening drive thus far. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, Quick Break.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger tailgate show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Game day Saturday, party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and Celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang live in concert. Free tickets at AndersonEvents.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walked up to the road rage. Let's go, Brown. Let's make a play. Let's get something downfield. Let's scramble out of the pocket. Let's go. Let's do something with your legs against this team. And that Boise State defense is loaded to come after Brown. And he's going down. He's going down. He gets sacked.
Oh, we're different on that one also.
Boise State all over him. Yeah, we are. I'm different than most people on that, but that's good because I'm going to win and you people are going to lose.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let me get to a couple of these calls and Stuart and Rudy. Stuart, how are you, Stuart?
I'm doing good, Walt, but I have a problem and I've been listening and watching. I have to call and have a problem. You do a great
job.
I've
got
thank a wonderful
you,
show. You and Ramona.
Thank you.
I told Ramona that too.
Yes.
I've got a bad problem. We got a problem at Clemson right now. I've been with Clemson football for 65 years. My first game was Roman Gabriel as quarterback at NC State back in the 60s.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Now, this is a situation Saturday night. I've been studying this. It looks like it's probably one of the biggest games that's ever been played.
I wonder how many people listening, Stuart, know who Roman Gabriel even was. Probably not many.
Well, Clemson had orange shoes on that day. Coach Howard wanted them to wear orange shoes.
There you go.
I was there, and so I've been with them ever since. But, of course, basketball is huge. But, Walt, here's the thing. We have a problem at Clemson right now because LSU and Clemson is one of the biggest games that ever happened. They have won 4 national championships and multiple bowl games over the past 100 years. That's one of the biggest, most powerful teams in college football, as we all know. And one of the reasons they're coming to Clemson is for 10 years we've been working on this on your show, and I've been calling Clemson, and I've been saying pick up the phone and call Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma, Nebraska, LSU, Texas, and call these teams, and they'll come. And Walt said, Stuart, no, you do not want that. I said, yes, we do, Walt. You said, no, you don't. I said, why? You said, because you may not go to the playoffs if you lose. And you told me that multiple times as you and I yelled back and forth about it. I said, we want these big games.
Time out. Stuart, time out. We used to have a 4-team playoff when we were having that conversation. Now we have a 12-team playoff. So things have changed a little bit.
Right, they've changed. But you and I had that good debate back and forth. And now here, so I was helping.
By the way, Stuart, everyone's going to agree with you unless Clemson loses, and then no one's going to agree with you.
Right, I know. But we wanted to win, of course. So here's the situation. We have a problem, and I've got a solution for the problem. I've been listening and watching for the past 2 months, especially the last month, and I have not called in, but it got worse and worse and worse. Here's my opinion. My opinion. If I have to say that, or people will call me and fuss at me and all that kind of stuff.
This won't be about Tommy Bowden.
Yeah, they'll say stuff. But if I say my opinion, they won't call because I give out my phone number. They know my number. They can reach me. I'm in Anderson. Now, here's the thing, Walt. There's, in my opinion, there's too much hype going on about this game. There's too much bragging. There's too much statistics out there on paper. On paper. For Clemson to be great this year, we have a great team. We got talented players. But how much has gotten in their heads? How much of these 18 to 23-year-olds have been listening to all this stuff and watching on TV, listening on the radio? They think they're great. They think they're invincible right now. Let me tell you this. We got a head coach that we love. Love Coach Sweeney. He took off his shirt, ripped his shirt off on national TV, pretended to be Superman. Now, look, that's fine. We love Dabo. We love Coach Swinney. But pretending to be Superman, I'm going, Coach, not before the biggest game in the history of Clemson football at Clemson Memorial Stadium. Don't do that. But he did.
Stuart, time out. Do you think it's better? Okay, so you're worried about the players thinking they're invincible and all this stuff. Do you think it's better the last few years when the players apparently thought they sucked?
I'm not sure, Walt. That's a good study. But let me tell you what happened today on that point you're talking about. We'll tell you what happened. A man came by my office today. He was here, and I said, by the way, you're not from South Carolina. He's been here 8 years. I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Louisiana. I paused today a few hours ago and said, that's bad news. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you know that thousands are on buses, blue and gold buses and airplanes right now to come to Clemson and come to this area from LSU? He said, I know it. He said, let me tell you something, Stuart. In Louisiana, these boys walk around in the 10th grade with the biggest muscles and biceps you've ever seen. They look like monsters. And he said, I'll tell you this, Clemson better be ready Saturday night, because if they're not, LSU will jump all over them. And that's exactly right. So when Clemson runs down the hill, LSU football players are going to be standing at the bottom of that hill. They're going to be calm, they're going to be firm, and they're going to be monsters. Now, we got some monsters on our team, of course. But the fact of the matter is, they're waiting. They're not shook up at all. They got one of the best teams. In fact, they're in national championship contention right now, LSU, and you know that. We've talked about it. So if Clemson's not ready, then we're going to get it. It's going to be good. I've seen it before. So here's the solution. I think tomorrow, Walt, that we should all be quiet and do what we used to call at the basketball games, a silent treatment. And let's quit bragging. Let's put the hype down. Let's get that football team out of Clemson and get them to Anderson as early as we can tomorrow. And get them fed and get them a decent movie. There's so many bad movies on. Get them in a decent movie, no movie at all, and get them to bed and get them ready and keep our mouths shut. If we don't, they're going to jump on. Hey, it's as simple as that.
Hey Stuart? Stuart?
Yeah.
I'm more convinced than ever Clemson's going to kick the crap out of LSU now.
Right.
That's what we're going to be saying, Stuart. There's no going back, Stuart. There's no walking it back. Full speed ahead. I'm not the slightest bit worried about LSU. I'm not the slightest bit worried about the dude who came in or this muscles in 10th grade or anything. You know what, Stuart? There's been no sign of that on a football field in recent years because they haven't stopped the damn thing on defense.
Well, I tell you right now, Walt, LSU is LSU, period. And Clemson is Clemson. We're great, of course, but we got to get our minds in and have a silent treatment tomorrow and get ready for it. All right. If we don't, we're going to get jumped on.
Yeah. All right, Stuart. It's a good job, Stuart, as always.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Stuart.
Bye-bye. A movie or no movie at all?
I have no idea. I mean,
go to bed.
We love Stuart. That was one of the most amazing phone calls ever. I mean, you think Looper talks fast and doesn't take a break? There was no reason. There wasn't even there's not even a way for me to interject anything into that. Stuart was just too much on a roll. Stuart's worried. He's very, very worried. He's worried about all of us.
He's just trying to convince himself so that he doesn't what?
No, he's very worried that we're all being too positive. He's very worried that
I thought that was positivity was a good thing.
No, apparently not. He's very worried that Dabo's being too positive and that we're all being too positive and that. He doesn't like any of that, and he thinks we need to refocus because LSU is the next closest thing to like the 85 Chicago Bears.
Apparently, so you got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Be quiet before you're in bed, and then go to bed.
I think Clemson scores on the opening drive.
You just scared Stuart.
I know. And now I want to double and triple down on everything I've said. Scare him. Yeah, Stuart, I can promise you this. The Lord may have rested on Sunday, but road rage will not rest on Friday. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good, Rudy.
Good. It's good. Good to be in. Well, I tell you what, that guy talks about as fast as the guy that I work with walks. He could run a half a mile in about 12 seconds. So anyway, well, hey, what about the Michael Parsons? Michael Parsons here. Is it Jerry Jones' loss or is it the Packers' gain? I mean, because Jerry Jones said he wanted him to be back, but so what do you think happened?
I don't know. Maybe the gap was still too wide in terms of where they stood from a contractual standpoint. I'm surprised. I really thought that Michael Parsons would be back. I knew Green Bay was the team that was most likely in play.
But didn't he want to be? He wanted to be back as a Cowboy. Ain't that what he's saying? Right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, looking at it, Rudy. I mean, where would you rather live? You know, Dallas or Green Bay?
Dallas, of course.
Right. You know. So I'm surprised. I'll tell you, this will go okay for Jerry unless Green Bay knocks Dallas out of the playoffs in any way, shape, or form.
But you do expect high things from Jordan Love this year, right?
I do. Yeah, I think Jordan Love's going to be a legit MVP candidate.
Okay. I'll say this, Walt. Trucker James, we love you. Love every time you call, but he's a Dallas fan, and man, he's probably not going to be happy about this.
No, I don't think he will be happy about it. You're 100% right.
Well, I got one thing left. I'm moving. I live in Honeypath now, but I'm moving to Fairplay for some reason.
How about that?
I don't know what's in Fairplay other than...
There's a great Amish bakery, Rudy, that they...
Really?
Yeah, that people just swear by. It's like the great... They apparently make the best cinnamon rolls on earth.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm all about some cinnamon rolls. No doubt about that. I appreciate the heads up, Walt.
Yep.
It's about 6 minutes away from Seneca, where I can go enjoy Joe's New York Pizza.
There you go.
I think it's about 3.5 minutes from Lake Hartwell. It's all good. But you know what the best thing is, Walt? I'm going to give you a shout-out to one of your sponsors. The place I'm moving has Upcountry Fiber, and they rave about how good it is.
That's awesome. I mean,
but I don't want to rub salt in the wound because I don't think you have that yet, right?
No, Ramona loves it. No, I don't. Ramona loves it too.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Walt.
What? What did you have? I missed it.
Upcountry Fiber.
I love Upcountry Fiber.
Yeah, where I'm going, Ramona, is the Upcountry Fiber they have, and I know Walt doesn't have that as of yet, but the guy told me today. He said, "Yeah, we got an Upcountry Fiber. It's incredible." So I look forward to it. So.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm expecting my Atlanta Falcons, let's say, I'm going to do 10-7, and I'll take it off there. What's your thoughts?
I think you're right, Rudy. Thank you. I think 10-7 is about right. I can't believe South Florida just went from their own territory. I don't get any of this. I don't know why you would have done that. And I thought the initial spot on the reception was a first down before we even got to that point. Okay, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-terms_dfs_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut
corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Another year of college football is here, and no one puts on a football kickoff party like Reuben Sports and Spirits. Saturday, August 30th, both locations will feature all the great college games, from noon through the big showdown at Death Valley, with live music at both locations, 3 till 6, 12 wings and a bucket of beer, just $34.95, plus surround sound, tailgate menu, and game day specials all season long. Kicking it all off Saturday, August 30th, Reuben Sports and Spirits, Powdersville, and on the Parkway, Greenville.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.